Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. Hey, thanks for sticking around with us on KMOX. Normally, I know I'm usually on Wednesday nights. There was a game last night, so it's okay. I'll get bumped for the Cardinals, particularly when they played as well as they played last night. I wish they'd played that well today. Matt Pajeski, you were at the game. What are your thoughts of the game today?
Man, it was a close game.
I thought they were going to come back.
I thought so too. Tyler O'Neill had the bases loaded and struck out on, I think, three straight pitches.
We heard Wheels talking about all of Tyler O'Neill's struggles.
Yeah, I thought that was the game right there.
I did too. And you may have heard me scream. I did one of those just kind of a visceral animal scream when he struck out because I thought that was it.
Yeah, it should have been it.
It should have been it, but I'm glad you were at the game. And the other thing I want to mention before we get into all the stuff today is you heard, again, all day today on KMOX, Charlie Brennan's retirement day today. But I don't know if you've actually had an opportunity to call in and talk about what Charlie Brennan has meant to you. He's been on the station for over 30 years. He's such an advocate for the St. Louis region. And that's why Tim Fitch, and I'm gonna text Tim Fitch tomorrow and thank him for putting out this resolution on the council meeting's agenda next week to honor Charlie Brennan. I mean, we need to honor that guy. He's not just a voice on the radio. He's not just an analyst, but he really took ownership when he moved to St. Louis in 1988, I believe. And listen, I was listening to him all the time, still do. At least, you know, until today. But if you've got some thoughts on Charlie Brennan, if we're not in an interview, that's going to be my running open topic throughout the show tonight, because I don't know if you've really had a chance to just to call in and express what you thought of Charlie Brennan, some of the memorable things you've heard him say over the years. This is your opportunity tonight. 314-436-7900. If you don't want to call in, you can certainly text always. That's the text line. And I've got the text line right in front of me. I read most of the ones on the air, assuming that they meet FCC guidelines. And frankly, a lot of them do not. But on those, I'll read them to you as the show unfolds. Also, on this day in history, May 12th, 1977, this song earned a gold record for the Eagles. Hotel California. And listen, this went on to become one of the best-selling albums of all time. It was certified 26 times platinum in the U.S., sold over 32 million copies worldwide. That's a lot of sales. Does this song ring home to you? It's such an anthem for folks from the 1970s who were listening to music. That's a little young for me. I was a little young then. I was like 12, I think, when this song came out, maybe 11. But to me, I know for my sister, and all my sisters are older than me, but this was a song that really brought them back. And so when this song was playing on the radio or something, they really loved that song. But today is the anniversary, May 12, 1977, Hotel California. The other thing today, National Day, you know, every day is like a national something day. And there's never a National Bald Lawyers Day. I've not heard that. And I'm waiting. I am really waiting for the National Bald Lawyers Day. And I'm going to have to write my congressman or my congresswoman just to see if we could get that on the calendar. National Bald. Think about it. There's a lot of bald lawyers. There's just a lot of us. And we get nothing but abuse. So I'm hopefully we're going to get that done here in the next year. But today is National Nurses Day. And, you know, bald lawyers cannot compete with nurses. I'm sorry, we just can't. And so I'll have to acknowledge that today's International Nurses Day. So good for them. Also, as the show unfolds tonight, we're going to get to some of the protests that are occurring outside of the homes of Supreme Court justices, because not only is that an outrage that people are allowed to protest, but it's actually a violation of federal law. And I'll break that down for you tonight. But the one thing, though, I want to share with you before we go to a break is I did confirm. I've got sources in Washington, D.C., and I reached out. I confirmed today that there is no truth to the rumor that Justice Kavanaugh eased the tensions of the protesters by throwing a good old-fashioned keg party. That did not happen. Although it was a good idea, and if anyone on the Supreme Court would have a keg party, it would probably be Justice Kavanaugh, who famously said at his Supreme Court nomination hearings that was never, ever uttered before, "I like beer." That's never been said before, but it was certainly said that, hey, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, listen, have any bugs or pests been bugging your house this spring? Well, maybe other than your mother-in-law. I mean, sometimes that's a pest or a bug in your house. But if you got anything else other than your mother-in-law, we're going to talk to Dan Rottler from Rottler Pest Solutions coming up next here at your service, KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We go where you go. 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, KMOX.com.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And of course, springtime is bug time, but what, if anything, can you do about it? So joining me this evening is Dan Rotler, president of Rotler Pest Solutions. Hey, Dan, welcome to KMOX.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I need to go on to some full disclosure here. I've been a customer of Rotler since my wife and I, we bought our first house in the 1990s, and we called up Rotler. You guys came over. Actually, it was Fred Rotler that came over and sprayed my house for years. How are you related to Fred Rotler?
So Fred's my grandpa.
Okay.
My grandfather. So, yeah, he's a great guy. I get to spend a lot of time with him when I was younger, and unfortunately he's not with us anymore, but we learned a lot from all of us in the family.
So, yes. And he actually took care of my house for a long time. So, and during that whole time, I can promise you there were never any bugs in our house. So he did a fantastic job on our house. But Dan, is spring really the worst time of the year for bugs getting into our houses? It seems to me that's the case, but you're the expert.
Yes, it tends to be, it's a part of the season where, you know, all your pests have kind of overwintered and they're looking to get out, reproduction cycle and, you know, eggs are hatching, populations are, you know, at their peak, starting in spring and going into summer, and everything's looking to get a meal after a long, winter, and a lot of times need a place to go, shelter. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of, you know, changes in the weather with, you know, lots of rain, and then we get really warm. So with that, we have a lot of movement and pests, and a lot of times they're finding your home in the process.
Got it.
They like your home. Yep. Same way you like your home.
Yeah, exactly. It's temperature controlled. It's generally nice and dry, and there's, at least at my house, there's always food around. But are there any certain bugs like this time of year? Because it seems like before, it seems like there were some ants coming in our house during the spring. Are ants particularly bad at this time of year? Or is that just my imagination?
Ants are particularly bad nationwide. We service the Midwest, but in our industry, ants are the number one reason why pest control companies, their phones ring. And come springtime, our phones ring off the hook with ant calls. So, ants, and then the next one would probably be mosquitoes. But yeah, ants are the one that you're going to see in your kitchen. You're going to see them trailing along your patio. Just when you want to get out there and start barbecuing again, you're going to have some extra guests, if you will.
Yeah, if I could ask God one question, it would be, why did you make mosquitoes? I just don't get that. They're not good. But I've read that termites and cockroaches are the hardest bugs to kill. Is that true?
They can be, yes. Termites, you know, in Missouri, we deal with subterraneans. However, they're challenging because they're subterranean. People, homeowners, we can't see, you know, when they come up into the structure. So a lot of times, you know, we're getting calls after a termite swarm. And mm-hmm. A termite swarm is, you know, this large, you know, basically reproductions of this termite colony, you know, swarm a particular area around a home. And that's kind of one alarm. The other alarm is you got some type of structural issue. Roaches, on the other hand, they reproduce so quickly, and mm-hmm. they're very good at, you know, hanging out and where they can find food and hiding really well. And then, you know, you're just dealing with lots of numbers at that point. So are they the most challenging in our industry? They rank at being one of the top. But, you know, with every pest control operator, we have solutions, and we can usually combat that for our customers.
Yeah. They hide real well, and they're good at reproducing. You know, that sounds like some relatives of mine, but I won't get into that. But how do you decide what treatments are needed? I mean, if somebody calls you and says, I've just got this problem, is there just the pesticides that you know of that work well, or do you have to make an individual assessment when you arrive at the scene? I've always wondered that.
Yeah. You know, we usually like to start with inspection. That's kind of you know, how we've always focused our service. It's like to figure out, you know, what's going on, what's contributing to it. So, you know, just a visual, you know, could be mechanical homes, you know, windows and doors develop gaps over time. You know, there could be some environmental issues as well inside the home. Maybe it's a leaky pipe or a drain not properly sealed, and that could be contributing to it. So, you know, getting a set of eyes on it and trying to figure out, you know, what can be done to the environment is always our first step. And then figuring out the right treatment plan is the next. Sometimes we're dealing with, you know, situations where we can't necessarily use certain products, and we'll find different ways to handle the situation and get the problem under control.
We're talking to Dan Rottler, president of Rottler Pest Solutions, and it's interesting. I think it was last year when you guys came to my house. I was actually on the treadmill, and the guy sprang around me while I'm on the treadmill, and I said, "Hey, is this safe?" And he goes, "Oh yeah," but of course I knew he was going to say that. But my question to you is the treatments that you provide, are they safe for people and pets?
Yeah, so, you know, with any type of product or insecticide, we have all of our technicians trained and certified and licensed. And we want to make sure that, you know, they follow the label, just like any type of product that you use in your home. But insecticides in particular, we want to make sure, you know, we're applying in the right areas and in the right environments. You know, a lot of times, you know, if we're applying products, yes, we always try to find the most safe and effective product to use in the home. Mm-hmm. We look at, you know, that balance. We try to be effective, yet also, you know, reduce the risk of any potential exposure. And so, yeah, it's always our focus. And if, you know, any restrictions or guidance, we'll let the customer know, and usually they can adjust accordingly.
Very good. We're talking to Dan Rottler, president of Rottler Pest Solutions, and you and your team. And again, I know this because I've seen it. You come into a house, you look at every nook and cranny, and you spray for bugs. But what are some of the unusual critters that your teams have found when you go into a house?
You know, we've dealt with like an owl and a chimney once. Somebody, customer didn't have a chimney cap on properly, and an owl for some reason fell down, and we were lucky enough to rescue it and get it out unharmed. You know, the other ones that we deal with a lot of times are wildlife related. Sometimes you'll stick your head in an attic and you'll find a raccoon.
Surprise!
Mother raccoon. Right?
Sure.
And they're usually not very excited to see somebody else up there.
So no, if you've ever seen Elf, if you've ever seen the movie Elf, when Elf gets to New York and he tries to hug a raccoon, it doesn't go well. So, yeah, the raccoons would not want you poking around in the attic.
No, and it's not fun for us when we stick our head in there and we got something looking back at you.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be scary. Any snakes or bats or anything like that you guys run across?
We do. We deal with quite a few bats and snakes. Usually we'll get some calls here and there if a snake comes into a garage or a basement. The ones that are challenging, sometimes we'll have equipment around people's homes or businesses, and mm-hmm. we look into that equipment and we're expecting, you know, to see our products or some type of trap, and we find, you know, a snake, and those are some unnerving, you know, moments. Make you, you know, rethink every time you open that box. What
sure.
am I going to find? So,
surprise! Yeah, I could see where that could be a problem. We're talking to Dan Rottler, of course, president of Rottler Pest Solutions, and I think it was over 10 years ago. I don't remember exactly when, but my prior law firm where I worked, we represented one of the national pest control companies, and it seemed like whenever we got involved because the customer was unhappy and filed a lawsuit, so many of those issues really just revolved around this national company not being here, and they weren't responsive, and they didn't know necessarily what to do for St. Louis problems. But Rottler, you guys are based right here in St. Louis, aren't you?
We are. Yeah, we're right off of Highway 170 and St. Charles Rock Road. That's where our headquarters is. And we have 9 different locations throughout Missouri, and we have an office in Illinois. The Midwest has been our focus, and St. Louis is where it all got started. And we've been very blessed. I love the customer service business in the Midwest. We got a lot of great customers, and our team, really appreciates and values those customers as well. It's just a nice environment. I got family on both coasts, my wife is from the West Coast, and she loves it here now, and we couldn't be more happy. We truly love the Midwest, and we want to stay a family-owned business to generations to come.
Good for you. Dan Rotler, if people need more information on Rotler Pest Solutions, how can they reach you?
You can reach us at our local number is 314-426-6100. And you can also reach us at Rotler.com. And we also have an 800 number, 877-768-8537.
Very good. Dan Rotler, president of Rotler Pest Solutions. Hey, thanks for joining us this evening on KMOX.
Thank you, Brad, and thank you for your business.
Yeah, it'll continue, that's for sure. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take a break, but I know we had some folks calling in a few moments ago, wanted to talk about Charlie Brennan. I've got a few texts as well, and I'll go through those. But if you want to talk about Charlie Brennan, maybe what he's meant to you, how he's impacted you over the years, I don't think any of the shows today have done that, but I want to open the phones to you. 314-436-7900. Call or text. At your service. Hey, don't go away.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
The voice of St. Louis. News that matters to you. KMOX.
Phone lines are open. Fax line. Listen to me. What am I, from the 70s? Text line is open. 314-436-7900. If you want to talk about Charlie Brennan or anything else that we're talking about tonight, always love hearing from you. To me, that's what At Your Service means. We're here to hear your opinion and discuss the ideas of the day. One of the ideas, we had someone text in, and I'm not going to read the whole text because that's not interesting, but the gist of the text is that Charlie Brennan said, and I'm just quoting here, I'm not asserting it from me, I'm just quoting what the texter said, that Charlie Brennan asserted that if you don't get the COVID shot and you get COVID, that you deserve what you get. And anyone who talks against getting the shot is responsible for the death of others. Now, I heard Charlie Brennan say many times, not those words, but I heard him say that if you choose not to get the shot, then you have to face the consequences of that decision. And that's true with anything in life, whether it's a polio shot or any activity. If you say, I'm not going to get a driver's license, but I'm going to drive a car, then you are facing the consequences of being pulled over and arrested for driving a car without a license. So that's true for anything. And I don't think, at least what I heard Charlie say many, many times, was that you have to be responsible for your actions. If you choose not to get the shot for whatever reason, that's your choice. That's why I argued so strenuously against the vaccine mandate, because it's wrong and it's illegal, and the Supreme Court agreed with me. But if you choose not to get it, then you have to own up to it. Hey, look, my mother-in-law died just about 5 months ago from COVID. She didn't get the shot. And I miss her. I'm sorry she's gone. But she has to deal with the consequences of making that decision on her own. And for those who choose to get the shot, and there are consequences to that too, then that is our choice. And yes, Mary Lynn, it is Thursday because I couldn't come on last night. We had the game last night, so I got bumped to Thursday. Holding on is Joe, who wants to talk about Charlie Brennan. Hey, Joe, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, thank you. I wanted to respond to your invitation, and it's a daunting task because Charlie, 34 years.
Oh, my goodness.
What a career and what a legacy. Two thoughts, though. He's a St. Louis icon for not only what he did on the radio, but what he did in the community at large.
Yes.
On the radio, his show was consistently entertaining. It was thought-provoking.
Absolutely. And informative. You know, I mean, if you talk to Charlie for 10 minutes, whether it's on the radio or just have a conversation with him, you learn something every time you hear from him.
St. Louis radio or St. Louis icon, Buck, in some comments that mm-hmm. he was being inducted into one of his many halls, decided that guy or that person on the radio, he or she, it ought to be your friend. Charlie was the epitome of
yes.
that. He was always a gentleman to his guests. He was always a gentleman to listeners. He gave people respect. Just an amazing presence on the radio. But in my mind, he's not just a radio guy because you have to look at what he did in the St. Louis community. There wasn't a divisive bone in that man. There isn't a divisive bone in that man's body. He brought so many people together, and what a treasure he's been.
A treasure.
And,
you know what?
He's going to continue to be that. But I'm already missing the thought of him not being on the radio. It's disappointing because in some respects, that friend on the radio, I'm mm-hmm. not going to have him there anymore.
Yeah, it's very rare to be able to say that someone is irreplaceable, but and someone else will be in that slot with Amy, of course. But Charlie Brennan himself is irreplaceable, and I know I'm going to miss him. In fact, I texted Ryan Recker today, and I texted him and I said, "How soon, Ryan, before you start working on the Charlie Brennan radio special?" Because I said, "Please, I want to be a part of the Charlie Brennan radio special." And he texted me back and said, It'll be days or weeks. So he's going to be starting on it because he is a treasure.
The one for Bob Hardy was delightful.
Oh, wasn't it?
I'm a St. Louis native, and it brought back so many memories. Mm. But at KMOX, you guys have had some fantastic talent, whether it's Ron Jacober, Bob, all those people, Jack Carney. Fantastic. A great legacy there.
Oh, those are enormous shoes. And it's the best talk radio station in this country, Joe. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. But when folks hear that I'm on Camo X, that's the first thing they say is, "Oh my goodness, how amazing Camo X is!" And it's a true joy to work here. Thank you for calling and sharing your memories, Joe. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yep. Thanks for listening to Camo X. We've got some more of your calls. In fact, we've got the phone lines lighting up now. 314-436-7900. And as Joe kind of hinted at a moment ago, it's not just that he was a voice on the radio, but think about what all he's done for St. Louis, whatever he would organize. And there, if you walk in downtown St. Louis and see a red line going down sidewalks, that's because of Charlie Brennan, to highlight the historical buildings, the buildings that are of unique architectural design that have historical importance and significance. He helped do that, and that's why St. Louis County Council member Tim Fitch next week is going to be drafting a resolution for St. Louis County talking about what a jewel and a treasure Charlie Brennan has been to this entire region. And that is, pardon using a big word, but that is in of itself irrefutable. Because he's been a benefit to St. Louis like no other talk show host I can think of. You can think of other talk show hosts. You enjoy listening to them. But he does above and beyond the call of duty, not just talking, but action. We've got John that's been holding. Hey, John, welcome to Camo X.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Brad, two things.
Yes.
I really enjoy it when you're on the air.
Thank you.
Really, all your stuff. Two things. One thing about the vaccine and all that. I've had the vaccines and the booster. I'm just conflicted about the second booster.
I haven't gotten the second booster yet. I'm kind of taking a wait and see approach because if we don't need it, I certainly don't want it. And right. I share 100%, John. If we don't need it, I don't want to take it. But if we see this additional spike in COVID infections, like everyone's predicting right. in the fall, yeah, I'll probably go get the second booster. But I'm kind of playing the wait and see game.
Absolutely. So I was going to share just a little story about
sure.
Charlie. I bought a house in Glendale. I think it was 1988. And my agent, we became friends, lady, really nice lady. And she says, you're a single man. I'm like, yeah, I'm single. She goes, I'd like to fix you up with somebody. So I had lunch with Beth.
Really?
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Probably about a month before Charlie actually met her. I don't know what year it was that he met her, but it was, we had lunch. We had a wonderful time. She's great. She's beautiful, wonderful person.
Yeah, I met her today for the first time.
Oh, but I had lunch with her probably a month before Charlie met her and began their journey.
Wow, that is so funny.
I thought I'd share that with you.
Yes, that's so funny. Yeah, I met her today for the first time. She's delightful.
Great.
And
she's wonderful.
And she's very intelligent. Just talking to her, that comes out, and you think, yeah, I know why you and Charlie get along so well.
Yeah, great.
Well, John, thanks for sharing that.
Night.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Always. And thanks for listening to Camo X. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about the Supreme Court, because you know that's one of my favorite topics. But also, the Supreme Court met today for the very first time since this colossal leak that happened. And we're going to talk a little bit about the significance of the leak. We're going to discuss whether or not it's criminal, whether whoever the leaker ultimately turns out to be, whether he or she can be prosecuted. And we're going to break all that down for you this evening as the show unfolds. Brad Young, at your service, Camo X. I was going to say that this section should be sponsored by Depends because we're going to be talking about the leaker, but then I thought, no, that's even too cheesy for me. But in any event, the Supreme Court leaker. So, yeah. Can't you just hear that? Supreme Court leaker, sponsored by Depends. I mean, that would be a good line. But I did some legal research earlier this week because I kept getting this question asked of me, and that is this illegal? Is what the guy did, the guy or gal, whoever it is that did the leaking from the Supreme Court, is it illegal or not? And you know what's interesting is you would automatically think that something like that would be guaranteed a violation of federal law. But there's really not a lot of statutes that cover this because it's never happened like this before in this capacity. I mean, there have been, in fact, when Roe versus Wade was being deliberated in 1972, there were some leaks, just people talking about what the Supreme Court justices were going to do. But there's never been a massive leak like the release of a draft opinion. That's just simply never happened before. And so there's no law specifically talking about it because no one ever envisioned that something like that could actually happen. And so we had to do some research into, is this illegal? And we'll certainly get to that in a minute because I want to go to Judah, who's holding. Hey, Judah, welcome to Camo X.
Yeah, good evening. First time caller to your show.
Okay.
Lifetime Camo X listener.
Excellent.
Next to my dad and his 8-track cassettes.
You know, I had an 8-track. My first vehicle was a 1972 El Camino, which had more Bondo on it than actual steel, and it had an 8-track tape player in it, and man, I was proud of that.
Hey, that was technology back then when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, sweet.
I'm looking at this thing from 50,000 square feet.
Okay.
This Supreme Court issue is not just going to be the leaker. What's going to be very interesting is going to play out is also going to be the justices involved and their families. The leak situation, I'm predicting that this leak situation will be a conservative leaker.
Oh, I don't know. I can make arguments either side of that, Judah. I can argue that it was a liberal because they wanted to shame the justices who were going to overturn Roe. And I could also argue that it's a conservative, particularly if one of the justices who were in the five-member majority were starting to waver. And so the leaker was trying to put pressure on them to stay in the majority. I think either of those are viable arguments. I think we're just going to have to wait and see what the investigation comes back with.
Well, think about this. I'm watching Fox News, and Brett Baer is Nolan Ryan. The guy's right down the middle. No nonsense.
Yep.
He's as close to Steve Harvey as we're gonna get right now. This deal with Thomas's wife and this January 6th and the all this stuff and abortion and. Hey, man, I'm as pro-life as it gets. But if I'm a woman who's been raped on a Metrolink, you think I want to have that schmuck's kid?
Right. I understand.
Some guy says I should.
And that's why each individual state, Judah, can make that decision. I think at least your phone says you're from the Chicago area. I don't know if you're there or not. But
Well, long story short. iPhone lost at a Cards Cubs game. Didn't even know I could keep the same number and bought another phone up there like a chump. So I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Good.
Living in Fallon, Illinois.
Good.
With the Chicago area code.
But you've got to look at it in this term, Judah, and that is there was never a right to abortion before it was invented in 1972. But what the court, if the court chooses to overturn Roe v. Wade. What they're stating is that the tradition of people having the right to elect electors who share their values, legislators who share their values, that goes back to the 1700s. And that's what overturning Roe versus Wade does. It allows each state to say, do we want this? Yes or no? And that's the essential, quintessential American democracy is allowing the people to decide.
I'm pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro-life. I have to state that emphatically. I'm pro-life. I'm saying if I'm a woman, see, I mean, I don't see myself being raped, so that's not an option here. I can't have a kid, so that's not an option here. So I can be as free thinking and all the dorm room philosophy I want to have. But
dorm room philosophy, time, a lot at, of that, sure.
At the same time, however. Again, if a woman is raped, there has to be that flexibility to say this is her choice. I mean, if nothing else, we're talking Supreme Court, we're talking Constitution, we're talking property and all this and rights, your body. I mean, we got people jumping a shark over getting a shot. Now, if a guy can have a baby tomorrow, tell him he's got to have a kid. That guy have an AR-15 standing there telling you no.
Well, you know, if you listen too much to the left today, Judah, they do say that dudes can have babies because now you can't say mother.
That's a whole nother topic.
You can't say mother. You have to say birthing parent. So apparently some of the left think that men can have babies.
Which is why Biden's on his way out.
Yes.
Because the woke police haters, the morons, the apron grabbers. But at the same time, we don't need any more Tom Akins either.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, Judah, I appreciate you calling in and giving us your thoughts on that. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thank
Enjoy
you, sir.
Night.
And thanks for listening to Camo X. You know, what's interesting about the protesters, and I'm not going to have time to get to some of the audio clips I wanted to play to you, but it is actually against the law. The protesters, the folks who are outside of the houses, if you look this up, you could Google it. It's 18 U.S. Code 1507. And it specifically states that if you are protesting, and I'm quoting, in or near a building or residence occupied by a judge, then you can be prosecuted under federal law. Now, I'm a free speech guy, and I'm not advocating that the protesters be arrested. But if it gets violent, I certainly would. But it does it does present a challenge whenever you've got the folks on the left who are encouraging people to go to the homes and protest. You've got that from Jen Psaki, press secretary, at least I think until the end of this week, or maybe she's already been replaced. But you've also got the White House that has said it. You've got lots of folks on the left, including the mayor of Chicago, that's advocating that you go to homes of the justices and protest. Well, that didn't work out so well in St. Louis and lots of cities across America, because when that happened and violence broke out, you had buildings on fire. And to this day, I remember when you had correspondents on CNN saying, these are all peaceful protests. And they were saying that while the buildings behind them were on fire. And they were saying, no, it's a peaceful protest, while the flames were shooting higher and higher. So there has to be some accountability. I'm not advocating the prosecution of the protesters, but they need to be responsible for their actions. Brad Young at your service. More after this break on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.